Welcome back to the Ramble Room. I'm here with Joe and Diane and Sarah as normal.
Wow.
Define normal.
Normal.
I don't know what I did there.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we want to talk briefly about Monopoly. For the first time in over 85 years, this according to Amy Furr, who writes for Breitbart, Monopoly's 16 community chess cards are about to get a quote-unquote long overdue refresh. Hasbro announced this Thursday. What Thursday it was, I don't know. This isn't a fresh article. To its long-standing history of inviting its fans to help make changes to the game and during a time when community means more than ever before. I have to stop right there because I remember growing up in Bighorn, small community. The sign said 200 people. I don't know that there were ever that many people in town at the same time. But community meant when my grandfather went on vacation, he left the barn door open and the doors unlocked in case anybody needed to borrow something. But now it seems like we're supposed to be more community-minded than ever.
I grew up in Hardesty, Oklahoma. Nobody locked their doors. You just walked in and said, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah.
And there's a few times you saw something you didn't want to see, but you know.
It's your cousin.
Yeah.
Well, then you can tell me if this is a ridiculous little quibble, but it says that for the first time in 85 years, they're making a long overdue refresh. And then it says they have
a longstanding history of inviting its fans to help make changes to the game.
Hasbro does.
Yeah.
But they invited us
to make changes, but they didn't actually implement any of
it. Haven't done
the
it for changes, 85 years.
The changes that Hasbro invited probably were not to Monopoly itself. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, I would say.
Oh, okay.
But it is broken.
But what about
Star Wars
Monopoly?
Star Wars Monopoly and
Lord of the Rings.
There's a Wyoming
Monopoly. Can you imagine a Ramble Room Monopoly?
Ooh.
It'd be a smaller game.
Smelt Joe's breath. Lose everything.
Especially breakfast.
All right. Onward and upward.
Monopoly is asking consumers worldwide to determine the new cards by voting at MonopolyCommunityChest.com. Covering topics like beauty contests, holiday funds, and life insurance, there's no denying the Monopoly game's community chest cards are long overdue for a refresh. And coming out of the tumultuous year of 2020, I'm biting my tongue because I'm thinking of all the...
Just read the article.
Tumultuous is a new word, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Because things like we're all in this together and unprecedented, I mean, those have grown tired.
But we will get tired of that word as well.
Like I got so sick of horrific. 9/11,
you
got to
quit reading the reviews of the Ramble Room and you might be better.
It's a tumultuous show with horrific endings.
And coming out of the tumultuous year of 2020, the term community has taken on a whole new meaning. Hasbro is counting on their fans to help reflect. Who's a fan of Hasbro?
Never really thought about it.
I have never seen somebody with one of those big fluffy fingers going, "Yeah, go Hasbro."
Yeah, you're number one. Okay, where are we? Hasbro is counting on their fans to help reflect what community means in their real
life. When was Monopoly ever about real life?
I thought life was about real life.
Right.
Monopoly was escapism.
Right, yeah. Oh, I just bought a hotel. Yay, I could do that myself.
I just won second prize in a beauty contest.
The problem with Monopoly is that you can't have that many people gathered in the same room anymore. So.
Right. That's why I'm wondering what they mean by what community means in their real lives. If Monopoly wants to reformat, they need to do some kind of virtual online Monopoly.
I'll bet there is one somewhere. Yeah. By voting for new cards, we want to vote for new cards, ones that say things like shop local, which is grammatically stupid, rescue a puppy.
I'm pretty triggered by that, though, because you're not supposed to rescue the puppies. You're supposed to rescue the older dogs, because what you hear from people all the time is that nobody wants the older dogs. They always want a puppy.
And then they get tired of the puppy because it craps on your rug.
There's always help your neighbors, but obviously they don't live in my neighborhood, so.
And you'd have to get within 6 feet of them.
Well, it depends on what kind of help they need.
That's true.
Hasbro asked social media users to help make the changes by voting for their favorite cards online. However, at the bottom of the article, there are some suggestions. One was sent in by someone who goes by Future User. I thought maybe I'd prime the pump a little bit by reading a few of his suggestions. He says these are his new ideas for chance cards. Number one, Windmill farm built next to your house. Lose 2 turns plus $100 for health problems.
Cue Aaron Brockovich music.
Maybe we should have had little cards and you can hold them up and rate them on a 1 to 10.
Oh.
Your daughter marries a wokester poet. You get $300 from his trust fund parents.
Ooh.
Now, you skipped the second one, and I like that one. Electric car catches fire. Lose 2 houses or 1 hotel.
Yeah, yeah. That is a good one. I skipped it
because I was saving some of the best for last. Okay. Solar panels fail during ice storm. Pay $350 to the owner of the nearest utility. I thought that one was just really clever. Sewage spill at work due to wokester protest at nearby water plant. Lose a turn.
Ooh.
That couldn't happen.
And get dysentery.
New species of insect identified in your attic by solar panel installer. Pay $500 and lose 1 house or 1 turn.
You would definitely be losing a house.
Your cat wins photo contest with cell phone picture of you asleep. Collect $50, get an extra turn. Your children punished for wearing Double Meat Mondays shirts to school. Go back 5 spaces.
Oh, true.
Okay, here's the last one I'm going to read. New flu virus strikes your workplace. Pay $100, go back 3 spaces.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, and here's one. Electric car catches fire. Lose 2 houses or 1 hotel.
He's the one for you. I think the AOC one should say, literally carried across the border by a coyote, go straight to the cages.
That changes the piece, the setup of the board, too, though. Where are the cages? Is that a different jail?
They've got to be my Mediterranean place. They're not going to be anywhere up there by Nancy Pelosi's house.
It's on the opposite side of the jail.
Somewhere on that card, can we put, you have to drink out of the toilet, too? Yeah, because that's all they get to drink is toilet water.
After the coyote brings them across?
Right.
Why is it, I heard that, I don't remember the number, but something like, they dumped another $84 million into buying hotel rooms for these illegal aliens that are coming across. Why are illegal aliens being put up in hotel rooms and National Guardsmen being sent to Washington, D.C. or sleeping on the concrete in a garage?
In a parking garage.
Does that have anything to do with Monopoly?
Actually it does.
I have a new plan for life.
Have you?
I'm going to go across the border, lose my citizenship to the United States. Then I'm going to come back across as an illegal immigrant, where I will be given health care, all kinds of
hotel room.
Yeah, tax write-offs and all kinds of stuff. I don't have to pay taxes anymore. I'll have to get a different accent, but...
I'm at that age where people start... The conversation always comes around to retirement. When are you going to retire? That sort of thing. One of the reasons it comes around to that is because I kind of push that topic. But I tell people that's my plan. I'm just simply going to go to Mexico, come back across the river. Everything I could possibly need, I'll have.
Right.
Okay, here's a little hitch in your plan, though. Coyotes are not big enough to bring you.
Yeah,
Have you ever seen a sled dog?
Yeah.
I got a plan.
Oh, okay.
You're just going to paint it up like a coyote? Get you a St. Bernard. Hey, it's a coyote.
No.
It's a coyote.
No, several.
Oh.
I think a Newfoundland is a good name for a dog doing that.
Newfoundland.